I've had raspberries myself. Down in my other home, I had some raspberry bushes, but we didn't have anything. We'd go out and pick, and the country be covered with blackberries. The dewberries come on first, you know, early in the spring, and the blackberries come on way later. Blackberries are much superior to dewberries. So we used to go out and pick them by the bucketful, and our grandmother and mother would make blackberry jam and jelly and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. And how about nuts?
We had, back in those days, we had, there were lots of chestnuts, but you know that some disease killed every chestnut tree in this country. You can't find a chestnut tree now, but we could pick up a lot of chestnuts. And of course, hickory nuts and scaly box and pecans and chinky pins. There were lots of chinky pins. And the best of all of them, though, was scaly box.
What name do you remember for peanuts?
Goobers.
Did you always say?
Goobers.
And the flat, oval-shaped nuts, they use them often at Christmas.
Oh.
They grow around.
You mean negatos, almonds, the black ones, golden?
Yes, you don't grow any of those.
No, they don't grow. Yeah, we buy them for Christmas.
And what do you remember about growing fruit commercially? Did you
have any? We didn't grow it commercially. We had both my grandfather had big orchards, peaches and apples and plums. But just for the family use, we never tried, never sold. In fact, nobody could sell them too. Mm-hmm. We didn't try to sell them. We just had all we wanted.
And how about the cherry? Did you grow any?
Wild cherries only. We had several wild cherry trees on the place. I remember climbing that tree and picking those. They were little, tiny things.
But
they weren't very sweet. They were wild cherries.
How did you refer to that hard thing inside the cherry?
You mean the pit?
The pit.
That was the seed.
Now, that's what I was interested in, whether you had cherry pits and then what you had inside a peach. What would that be?
That was the seed.
That'd be the seed.
We never called them pits.
And to tear a peach apart, what would you call it if it would stick to the seed?
Well, one was a cling, and the other was a freestone.
Freestone.
Yeah, why it came
Did
apart.
You ever hear the cling called a plum peach?
No.
And you mentioned your grandmother drying things. How would she dry apples? Would she take
thin slices.
Would she take the center out?
Just straight through. Didn't take out anything. Mm-hmm. Just cut them straight through in thin slices and spread them out on a sheet and dry them.
You ever hear those called snits?
Snits. Never heard that word. Also, we had a lot of mulberries. We had an enormous mulberry tree. Right? By the way, you asked me. I almost forgot it. That's the best I can do on those sketches.
Oh, that's fine.
Maybe you can.
Yes, indeed.
Now, let's see. Which one was this one? This was my grandfather. What did it say here?
Harvey.
All right. Uh-huh. That was one grandfather's house. Now, here was a cistern there. And right here was a big farm bell up on a post way up there. The bell weighed probably 200 or 300 pounds. If you rung the bell, mm-hmm. It was rung at daylight in the morning and rung again at 12 o'clock to come to lunch and then at 1 o'clock to go back to work. And it was also used to signal for various things. Mm-hmm. I've pulled that rope many a time.
Oh, these are fine.
Now, those are front steps. Now, these are the columns across the front of the porch. And there, the cistern that was down there. And that's why he ran the gutter down when he needed a little water at intervals. Mm-hmm. See, and this was the back portion. That was the kitchen. That was the dining room. The punk I was standing over the dining room table and went out. Those are windows there.
Let's see. I have to mark where the punka was.
You put it over the dining room table.
Ran
out the window.
Window.
It was a pulley up in the roof.
There is no H in the end, the P-U-N-K.
T-E. Those are the front steps, and here's the back steps. And that was the back porch in the kitchen right close to the dining room.